ॐ ध्यायामोदबलावकुण्डलवतीं तेजोमयीं नैष्टिकीं स्निग्धाभाङ्गविलोकिनीं भगवतीं मन्दस्मितश्रीमुखीं वात्सल्यामृतवर्षिणीं सुमधुरं सङ्कीर्तनालापिनीं श्यामाङ्गीं मधुसिक्तसूक्तिम् अमृतानन्दात्मिकामीश्वरीम्। कृष्णा आफ्टर् स्पीकिङ्ग् अबौट् जीवन्मुक्ति as well as Krama Mukti, we can say Krama Mukti or Brahma Nirvanam or Moksha, he finally concludes the chapter in the 29th shloka. So this is a very important shloka. This has a lot of meaning in it, deeper significance as well as direct answering of criticism of various systems or philosophies as well. So we'll see that like when we learn the shloka. But in short, Shankara says that this shloka says as to what is the goal. So at the end, Krishna is giving a conclusion to this chapter. So that means he has to say as to what is the goal to be achieved in life and what phalam do we get out of the goal, as well as how to do it. So what is the sadhana, what is the goal, and what is the phalam? So all the three are being explained briefly in this particular shloka. Bhoktaram yajna tapasam,
Bhoktaram yajna tapasam,
Sarvaloka Maheshwaram,
Sarvaloka Maheshwaram,
Suhridam Sarvabhutanam,
Suhridam Sarvabhutanam,
ज्ञात्वा मां शान्तिं पृच्छति,
ज्ञात्वा मां शान्तिं पृच्छति,
इट् इस् नाट् शान्तिं पृच्छति, शान्तिं पृच्छति, शान्तिम् एण्ड् ऋच्छति, ऋग्वेद दट् वि से। सो कृष्णा सेस् भोक्तारं यज्ञतपसां, यज्ञतपसां भोक्तारं, हु इस् द भोक्ता, Bhoktaram yajna tapasam, for yajna and tapas. So any yajna, yajna means any karma, and tapas, tapas means one's own actions. So any karma, the enjoyer of any karma is Bhoktaram, mam nyatva, mam nyatva is me alone. So Krishna says, I am the Bhokta of everything. And Sarva Loka Maheshwaram, I am the person who wants welfare of the entire world. So I want auspiciousness for the entire world. I don't have any wrong intentions. I don't want anybody to suffer. I want everybody to be good. And Suhridam Sarvabhutanam, Sarvaloka Maheshwaram. So Maheshwaram can also be mean not Mangalam alone, but it means I am the controller of the entire world, and Suhridam Sarvabhutanam, I am the friend of all beings. Thus, Mam Nyatva, thus knowing me, Shantim Richati, a person attains Shanti, a person attains eternal peace. So the goal to be achieved, what is the goal? The goal is Ishvara, the goal is Brahman. And what is Brahman? How can we know Brahman in our daily life? Whoever is enjoying all the pleasures, he is the Atman. Oh, enjoyer, if I am the enjoyer, if Atman is the enjoyer, then Atman also will be the Karta. Wouldn't that be a problem? No, it's not a problem. Because here, knowing oneself as the Bhokta, it's not, knowing myself as Bhokta is not knowing my real nature as self, but my nature, the self, that aspect of the self which is the Bhokta. That means we cannot objectify the self, we cannot objectify the Atman. Therefore, find out the Bhokta. So if you are able to find out the Bhokta, which is the Jiva, if you are able to find out the Jiva or the ego Ahankaram, then automatically you will be able to trace it back to the self, back to Brahman. How is that possible? If that is possible, then anybody who knows the jiva will become realized. That is possible by what Krishna says. So, Suhridam Sarva Bhutana. So, I am the controller, Sarva Loka Maheshwaram. That's another thing. So, I am the Bhokta, I am the controller of everything. Even as the dreamer is the controller of the entire dream world, similarly, Brahman, I as Brahman, am the controller of the entire world. And how can I lead myself back from the Bhokta to the Atman? Suhridam Sarva Bhutanam. Know yourself to be the friend of everything in the world. That means the moment we see everybody as our friend, that means there is no raga dvesham. Once we don't have any raga dvesham to the entire world, then that's what Krishna said in the 26th shloka as kama krodha viyuktanam yatinam yatachetasam abhito brahma nirvanam vartate viditatmana. So a person who doesn't have kama krodham, he will be able to gain anandam, because if we don't have kama krodham, we are not creating any ripples in the mind. We don't have any bhedam. If we don't have any bhedam, then we'll be able to realize the advitiya satyam. So just by seeing everybody as one's friend, that is enough. That is more than enough. We don't need to see everybody as one being. We just have to consider everybody as our friend. If we are able to do that, then automatically kama krodham will get reduced. Automatically things will get reduced. It's only when we have friends and enemies that we will have kamam and krodham. If we have only friends, then there is no scope for kamam, because everybody is our friend. If everybody is our friend, then how can we have a little bit kamam towards one person alone? We'll not be able to have. The reason why we have kama krodham, the reason why we have likes and dislikes, is that we don't consider everybody as our own. We consider few people as our and few people as not our. That is when the problem starts. But if we are able to do this, if we are able to see everybody as our friend, everybody as our friend, how is everybody my friend? How can I consider that? You can consider that because everybody has the Antaryami Ishvara in them. Everybody is pervaded by Ishvara. Since everybody is pervaded by Ishvara, since everybody is pervaded by Brahman, therefore it is fine. We can have this view. If we have this view, then such a person Shantim Rakshati, he will attain Shanti. So the goal to be achieved, what is the goal? The goal to be achieved is that no Brahman to be the controller of the entire world, to be the enjoyer of everything. So first the Vyavaharika level, start from enjoyership and then go a little bit further to controller of the entire world, and then little bit more as a friend of everything. When we reach the state of like considering everybody as our friend, or Brahman to be the friend of everyone. If Brahman has to be the friend of everyone, then there is only one way. That one way is that Brahman has to be everyone. So that's the like. So that's the way. So this is the goal that is Krishna is mentioning here. How to see Ishvara, and the same goal or the way to see Ishvara is also the sadhana. If we are able to do that, then Shanti Mrityati, we will attain eternal peace. So that is the essence of this shloka. That means like no Ishvara to be pervading everywhere. We don't need to distinguish as, oh, the Bhokta is ego, I am the Sakshi. We don't need to differentiate even that. We don't even need Sakshi Bhavam. Why? Because Sakshi Bhavam is required if the ego, if we consider things as different from one another. The moment we see everything as Ishvara, then there is no need of Sakshi Bhavam, because even Bhokta becomes Ishvara. Karta becomes Ishvara. One who controls becomes Ishvara. So everything is Ishvara. This is the same thing that Krishna explained earlier in the chapter as Suhrat Mitra Ari Udasina. Oh, so no, sorry. I'm sorry. This it is in the next chapter. So in the next chapter, Krishna speaks about one state of Suhrin Mitra Hari Udhasina Madhyastha Dvesha Bandhashu Sadushvapicha Papeshu Samabuddhir Vishishyate. Having Samabuddhi with everything, whatever we see. So that is what Krishna says here. And probably this particular aspect is also being expanded in the next chapter of Dhyana Yoga, where Samabhavanam and seeing oneness everywhere has been explained in depth. But here Krishna says the goal to be achieved is oneness, Advitiyam, and that can be achieved by even considering the Bhokta as Brahman, the Maheshwara as Brahman, everything as Brahman. If we do that, then we will get Shanti. So what happens here is the heart or the mind of the seeker expands. It expands to the entire world. When it expands to the entire world, then it becomes the all one with one all pervasive Brahman. So when something is has expanded, that we see it everywhere, it pervades everywhere, then it is one with Brahman, because Brahman alone is pervading everywhere. And the shloka also is one of the shloka which goes against what few philosophies of Vedanta claim as, if we don't accept Ishvara, a person who doesn't accept Ishvara will go to Naraga. A person who doesn't accept Ishvara will not have joy, he will not have bliss. So this is completely against those philosophies, because Krishna says, Suhridam sarva bhutanam mam. That means the goal is Suhrit of all beings. So Suhridam sarva bhutanam, and then sarva loka maheshwaram. So Suhridam sarva bhutanam itself is enough to show that Krishna or Ishvara doesn't have any differentiation. It's the same thing that Krishna again pinpoints in the 9th chapter, where he says that everybody is one for me. I don't differentiate between good people and bad people. I consider everybody as one. So that is what he says in the ninth chapter, like nine chapter, one of the shloka, he says Samoham Sarva Bhuteshu. So there he says that. But here the word of Suhridam Sarva Bhutana is a clear indication of the truth that Ishvara doesn't have any Bheda Bhavam. He is the friend of all beings. He neither this is one step further than saying that he doesn't like or he doesn't dislike. He neither likes nor dislikes, because he is the Suhrit. So Suhrit means he always wants us to realize. He always wants us to get bliss. So that is the that is what is mentioned here. So ultimately, Suhrit, if a person has to be a friend of everybody, then he has to be everybody. There should be some common denominator. But here, from the Vyavaharika level, from a normal meaning, we can also say that Krishna is a friend. That means like he wants, Ishvara wants us to realize. So if somebody says that, okay, Ishvara, if you don't worship Krishna, if you don't learn Gita, if you don't do these sadhana, then you will not get bliss, you will not realize. Somebody says that, we can openly say, no, that is wrong. Why? Because Krishna himself has said that Suhridam Sarva Bhutanam. Suhridam Sarva Bhutanam is a clear indication of the truth that Krishna doesn't differentiate, that Ishvara doesn't differentiate between beings. He doesn't differentiate between things. So everything is one for him. And if we are able to have that particular view, then as Krishna himself said in the previous shloka, Sada Mukta Yeva Saha. So in short, if we are able to follow these three, whatever Krishna says, this view of Ishvara as the Bhokta, O Ishvara. So in Bhoktaram, I forgot, Bhoktaram has another aspect to it. Bhoktaram Yajna Tapasam. So it is an easy way to offer our karma. I am not the Bhokta. Why? Yajna Tapasam Bhoktaram Krishna. Krishna is the Bhoktaram. Krishna is the Bhokta. That means and not the bhokta, so just offering. So that's another aspect we can, another meaning that we can take out of here. So bhokta, know myself to be the bhokta, that means, oh Krishna, I am just doing actions, whatever, I am an instrument in doing actions, I am just offering it on to you. You are the bhokta, you are the ultimate bhokta, therefore I won't be affected by it. And you are the friend of all beings, you control everything. So therefore nothing is in my control, so why should I worry? I'll just completely surrender. So if we are able to get that complete surrender, oh Krishna, you are the bhokta, you are the controller, you are the friend, you are the sakshi, everything is you. So that means I'll just surrender. So that aspect of surrender, or simply surrendering, complete surrender when it comes, then automatically shanti, shantim, or peace follows, because that is what Krishna himself said, sarva bhuta hite rataha, one of the things that he mentioned in the 25th shloka. So that means if we are able to do that, if we are able to have a either we can we use our intellect to analyze and say that, okay, everything that is there is Brahman. So Bhokta is Brahman, Maheshwara is Brahman, Suhrat is Brahman, and that Brahman I am. That will also take us to the goal, or simply just surrender. If we surrender, then automatically we will be led to peace. We will be led to bliss or Shanti. And Shanti is the same as what Krishna said, Abhito Brahma Nirvanam Vartate. It is Brahma Nirvanam or Anandam. So Anandam and Shanti. Shanti means that Shanti. Shanti means like a state where we don't have any troubles. So troubles, sorrows, problems, all these are synonyms. Similarly, Shanti. Shantim, Shanti, Anandam, Nirvanam, Mokshaha. All these are synonyms. They all mean the same thing. We cannot have one without the other. We cannot be peaceful without happiness, without bliss. We cannot be blissful without peace. We cannot have peace without being content. We cannot have peace without being satisfied. So all those are synonyms. They are not different words, but they are synonyms. They have a, like, one doesn't go without the other. So if we are able to follow what Krishna says briefly in this shloka, that itself is enough. We don't need to follow whatever he said till now. It's the same as what he says here. It is a brief way to realization. We'll see the summary of the shloka, summary of the chapter in the next day. Hari Om.